Our guest today is a local singer, musician, and songwriter named Robin Smith. Robin, hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, JC. It's wonderful to be here.
Thanks for coming by the studio to talk today. It's always great to meet a musician, especially one that's local. Let's start with when it all started. When did you fall in love with music, and when did you decide, hey, this is something that I want to learn?
Well, I have a confession to make. I'm not actually born in Kincardine, but this is my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually born in England, so it all started way back in Beatlemania. The Beatles were on the radio, and then we came to Canada, and it was Monkey Mania. My brother and I, you know, trying to mimic the Beatles and the Monkeys and all that, playing air guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both, then I started taking lessons and listening to the radio a lot, constantly thinking, wow, you know, I want to be a rock star. And you know, taking piano lessons and getting into guitar,
mm-hmm.
Coming to Kincardine, having a high school band and playing more guitar and singing, playing keyboards. And so it was just that gradual influence of especially the radio, listening to music.
What was the first instrument that you kind of mastered? Was it the guitar that you got first?
No, the piano. My parents got me into piano lessons. And that formed a real great foundation for learning guitar and other instruments as well. And so it just kind of went from there, from piano, and then eventually touring around with several cover bands around mostly Southern Ontario playing keyboards. Mm-hmm. And so I eventually went from piano into playing the synthesizer and organ.
And with all that touring, of course, that means you're on the road a lot. You're probably staying in a lot of different hotels. You're driving a lot. And sometimes things happen where instruments go missing. I understand a guitar got stolen once and eventually found its way back.
That's right. So we were playing at a bar in Cambridge way back, and we left some equipment by the front door. So I was taking some stuff up to my room, and where's my guitar? Wait a minute. And this was actually a guitar that I purchased here in Kincardine at, what was that music store? It was Don Stone's business. Anyways, it was a music store here in town. And
someone's screaming at the radio right now, the answer, because
I know. I am a senior moment here, folks, and, or just nervousness or something. Anyways, so I purchased it in Kincardine. And then I took that guitar around with me. So I notified the police. A couple of weeks later, they contacted me when I was somewhere else, told me, they raided a guy's place, found the guitar. So I went to the police station back in Cambridge, and I ID'd it. And there's a bit of a story to that. I met a girl before then, was playing some music for her at her house, and she had a dog that chewed the guitar handle. And so when I went to ID the guitar, right away, I knew it was my guitar in the case because I could see that the handle had been chewed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was still in good condition. I could see that the criminal had was a smoker, because there was a burn mark in the head of the guitar where he shoved a cigarette between the strings and the head of the guitar. Mm. And of course, that little burn mark is still there. But now the guitar has become a bit more of a vintage piece of gear now that I have. And it's one of my favorite guitars anyways, and remembering that I got it here in Kincardine way back.
Mm-hmm. Where can people, speaking of live music, where can they see you live? Do you have any upcoming shows coming up?
I've got nothing planned right now. There's a couple of private gigs, but really I'm really trying to get through a huge backlog of original music. I don't even know how far back. I've got my own lyrics that I put together years ago, and other people's lyrics, and many, many song ideas that I'm really going to try to focus on. But if you check out my YouTube channel, I've also got, I call them painted stone videos. I've put some music to some painted stones, because past few years people have been putting words of wisdom and colorful drawings or paintings on stones, and I went around taking pictures of these stones and then putting some music to them, and I have a few more to do. And
well, of course, the website, if people want to learn more about Robin and his music, is robinsmithsongs.ca. We're going to post a copy of this interview and links to everything on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. And also, in just a moment, we're going to play a song by Robin. Tell us about this song, Robin. How long ago did you record this song?
Just a few months ago, and that's why it's a new song, of course. And the actual inspiration goes back way back to high school, when our high school was Kincardine District High School, KDHS, and it was actually grade 9. I was walking to school, and I looked over, and there was this woman or girl, of course, grade 9, walking with walking barefoot, and her name is Sue. Really is Sue. And so I don't know, but somewhere along the line, I'm always making notes about ideas for songs, you know, recording a chord progression, a melody, or jotting down notes for ideas for songs. So I did make a note way back, and then I bumped into Sue last year, and I told her about this song, and she's originally a local Kincardineite, and of course going to grade 9 and KDHS. But anyways, I said to her, "Oh, I've got an idea for a song about you." And so then I kind of felt last year, okay, now I'm committed to finish this song and record it. So a few months ago, I finally got it all together and wrote this song. But being in Kincardine, just walking barefoot on the beach this morning myself, wow, I could write a song about that.
Absolutely. Well, Robin, I'm going to give you the honors of introducing this song on the radio. So go ahead, sir.
Song's titled Barefoot Sue by Robin Smith. That's me. Thank you for listening, everybody.